I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strasser, joined by Lansing Lugnuts hitting coach Kenny Graham. Kenny, the second half, what are your goals?
Well, you know, we had a hitter's meeting like we do every day, and today in the hitter's meeting we just talked about, you know, just new beginnings and you know, 0-0 in the standings and you know, an affiliated ball, this is about each guy's individual career, but, you know, especially this lower level, but continuing on throughout the rest of the organization, the more they can put the pressure and the focus on helping the team win and getting team wins, the better off they're going to be individually, and you know, that's going to help their numbers, that's going to help their stats, and that's going to help them move up and move throughout the organization, which is, you know, the goal of them and the whole organization. And you know, and the big thing for them is, you know, we tell them all the time that you know, it's about development, but you know, those guys up top and everybody in the big leagues, they want to develop winners, and that's a huge thing. It's a huge priority for us is developing, you know, guys mechanically and mentally and all that, but just developing guys to be winning ball players is a huge thing here at this level.
Speaking of a player individually, Gustavo Pierre getting promoted up to Dunedin. He'd been here with Lansing. What had he done that helped him be ready to make that next level step?
You know, Gus, one of those guys, he you know, he's always shown his tools and always shown his ability, but it's just, you know, being able to do it on a consistent basis and mentally mature, that's probably the biggest thing. You know, he's one of those guys. He bought into helping the team win and doing whatever he could. And you know, and what he's done, what he did, you know, while he was here this year, you know, his situational hitting, getting guys in from third and you know, two out RBIs and all those things that, you know, had never really been a strength of his. He had really made it a focus and an emphasis, and he executed and got those things done, and it really just showed how much he had matured as a player.
Who else have you been proud of and the growth that they are making this year and that they are continuing to make?
You know, all these guys, obviously. This is a young group of guys, and you know, guys like Emilio Guerrero, this is his first full season, and you know, Jorge Flores, and I mean, you can go up and down the list, and even a guy like Kevin Patterson, who had a good year here last year, but really scuffled a little bit up in high A. You know, he's came down and he's really shown some maturity, even just from last year, as good of a year as he had last year. He's doing some things this year that, you know, on a consistent basis, we never really saw him do last year. But you know, Kellen Sweeney, you know, he's really making some strides. He really is. He's hitting some balls hard right at some guys. And you know, he's a guy that shows up every day, you know, plays very hard defensively. And he's a guy you can depend on to help your team win.
Where's Chris Hawkins right now?
Chris Hawkins, again, he's a guy that you know, has had success throughout his whole minor league career, and you know, started to scuffle a little bit. The league saw him the second time through the order, second half of the season last year, and you know, coming into this year, a lot of these, you know, same staffs and same pitching coaches, they know how to go after him and go after his weaknesses. But what Hawks really started to show here is making adjustments, and something he'd really struggled with was laying off the changeup, right-handed changeup, and what he's really doing is he's taking a lot of those pitches and you know, it's just a matter of now taking the ones that are down in the zone, but then, you know, once you see that one that's up in the zone, you know, putting a good move on the ball you know, moving the ball around.
Speaking with Lansing Lugnuts hitting coach Kenny Graham, what's Christian Lopes working on right now?
Christian Lopes had a great, tremendous start of the first half, and you know, he's a guy, you know, I think he only had two or three days off in that whole first half, and he's a guy you can depend on, show up every day, work hard, prepare the right way, and you know, again, you know, second time, third time, even fourth time through some face of these teams, you know, it's something that a young guy, the first full season that they start to, you know, struggle with. Usually in short season, you just see a team two or three times and the season's over. But now, you know, the third or fourth time through, seeing these guys in series, you know, they're really starting to pitch him tough, and he's a good hitter. He's a good hitter, and he's maturing from it, and he's really starting to talk a lot more than he really had towards the beginning of the season, because what are you going to say whenever you're hitting 320, you know? But he's really learning from this, and that's the biggest thing of all these guys is just, you know, when failing is not a bad thing as long as you're failing forward and learning from the mistakes and the reasons that you do fail. And Lopey's one of those guys. He's taking some lumps, but he's learning from it, and he's becoming a better player from it.
We've seen that same thing with Dolden Pompeo, where he had the success early, then he failed, then he came back from it, batting ninth, helped out his confidence. Where do you see Dolden right now?
Another guy, I think it's his fourth or fifth year in the organization, but, this is going to be his first full season. And the only time Dolden Pompeo ever gets in trouble is when he starts fighting himself. And he's his worst enemy sometimes, just as we all were as players. But it's just a matter of maturing. And the biggest thing is he's talking about it, and he knows when it's happening, and he knows whenever he's starting to get away of letting his abilities come out. But it's just like we talked about in the hitters meeting today. I told the guys I'm really excited about what's going to happen and what we're going to do this second half, just because we've been playing much improved baseball on all aspects, pitching, defense, and offensively we've been up and down a little bit, but it's just a matter of putting out a consistent approach and being consistent every day. And I mean scoring 12 runs a night, if the pitching staff's got a shutout going, so we got to try to score one or two runs. And if pitching staff has a tough night, then we got to try to score 8 or 9, 10 runs. So it's just a matter of winning ball games and again, competing to win every night.
You said this a couple of times. What does it mean for a hitter to be talking about it?
Well, I spend a lot of time with the guys, flipping them balls, putting balls in the tee, and in between their at-bats and all that. And it's just, a lot of guys, they're afraid to talk about what they are scared of or their weaknesses maybe, And it's just, and it's a big step especially for a young player to say, what do I do? Most guys know what's happening, but the tough thing for young players is to figure out why it's happening and how you fix it. It's part of being a stubborn athlete, and that's what makes a good baseball player, is a stubborn athlete, and especially a hitter. You're gonna fail 7 out of 10 times and be good, and it's how you handle those 7 failures is what develops you. But having a guy describe what is whys and what his hows are of what's going on is huge for a player, and that's how you learn, and that's how you fail forward, and that's how you become a big league player.
Is there a step you have to take here at the Midwest League level that maybe you got away with something in Bluefield or Vancouver, but here in the MWL they're going to find you out?
Just like we talked about earlier, the biggest thing is just seeing pitching staffs over and over again, and if a staff gets you out over and over and over again, then you got to make an adjustment. And once you start seeing them, fourth, fifth time through, you really got to make those adjustments. And just on the other side of it, those guys, you're having success against a team, they may say, okay, this game plan's not working, we're going to have to change the game plan and do something else. And then, as a hitter, you got to see what they're doing and make an adjustment and adjust your plan and approach. So
there was a player who last year it was seen as not a very good year for him, and Dwight Smith Jr., and then he comes here to Lansing, and this has been a huge change for him in terms of hitting, getting on base. What have you seen your first look at Dwight?
I haven't seen a whole lot of him. I saw him in spring training a couple years in instructs, but he's a guy, you watch him just, a couple times, and he doesn't really jump out at you, but he's one of those players that you see him play on a daily basis. He's a guy that's going to help your team win, and he gets on base, and he's got some pop in the bat. He can move the ball around, drive some runners in, and, if he's leading off the inning and takes his walk or gets a single, he can steal second and even steal third for you. So he's been a pleasant surprise, and he's another guy. He's a young player and his first full season, we expect more to come of Dwight Smith Jr. as well.
A guy whose skills just jump out at you a little bit more. Have you ever seen many batters more powerful than Kevin Patterson?
No, I never have. I never have. As far as pure raw power goes, I mean, the way the ball comes off his bat, throwing BP or flipping him balls, you don't feel safe behind an L screen with him hitting. And there's maybe a couple guys that you jump back every time, but anytime Kevin Patterson hits the ball right back at the L screen, I jump or do something that's doesn't look too masculine.
The fun part about the Lugnuts lineup over the course of this year, seeing guys move around and finding their roles, how long does it take you to figure out where a guy can best help the Lugnuts in the lineup and where it best helps out that guy?
Well, and again, we talked about that in the hitters meeting today, is that, a player's role, especially in the lower levels moving up, they're going to change a little bit. Every single one of these guys, almost to a T, probably hit third in the lineup in high school or in their college, and so, some of these guys are learning how to hit leadoff or how to hit fifth, or even a guy that hits sixth or seventh. The guys that are sixth or seventh in the lineup are big, man. There's a lot of RBI opportunities down there, and And, you know, the guy that may have hit third or maybe even let off in high school is going to have to drive in some runs now. You know, it's important for them to understand that they don't need to change their approach or their game plan. It's just sticking with what they do well and you know, getting the pitch that they need to get to, you know, drive the baseball. And if you're driving the baseball and you're using your abilities and your strengths, you know, to the greatest ability, then, you know, good things are going to happen. You're going to get your RBIs, you're going to get on base, and you're going to do the things that you need to do to get you to where you need to be as a player.
Have you had a player who, after he left you, after he moved up to a higher level, he gave you a call, he contacted you, and he said, "Now I know what you were talking about"?
No, like I said, they're too stubborn to do that. They're too stubborn. No, I've had some good players in the past that, you know, text back and forth here or there, but they're too stubborn. That's the biggest thing. I tell the guys at the beginning of the year that, you know, my entire goal for the end of the year for all these guys is for them not to need us, for them to become their own greatest hitting coach. And you know, the more they can teach themselves within the at bat, you know, from pitch to pitch, then that tells me that I've done my job. So if, you know, guys keep calling me and asking me questions, then I haven't done my job. So
Kenny Graham, Lansing Lugnuts hitting coach, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate it.
I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This is Lugnuts Baseball on Big Country 92.1.